On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU Beaver football team is Brent Kanzioka, the junior running back out of Orland Park, Illinois. And first of all, congratulations on a big win this last weekend. How did it feel to snap that 47-year losing streak at St. Cloud State?
You know, it just felt great. I mean, one big thing is just the team performance. Everybody played great. I mean, there's a few individual efforts, like Connor Quinn, Lance Rongstead. I think Lance set one of the records for most rushing touchdowns as a BSU quarterback, but it just felt great because, I mean, usually we have difficulties on the road, and just coming for a team like that, just to play great, it's just amazing.
Your offense finally found its click. You guys finally got things going, scoring against a team like St. Cloud State. What was the difference for your offense, you know, looking for those points on the weekend?
It was just all elements of offense. I mean, we ran different formations, like sometimes run power, but we were passing, we were running out of all formations. It just seemed to click on all cylinders.
Your defense also has been great this season. The gangrene tradition continues. How important were they on Saturday, especially that first quarter?
They were just amazing for us. I mean, just get those turnovers. I mean, Connor Quinn had one, Dylan Valentine had one to seal a game. I mean, it's just so great to rely on a defense like that when you're an offense that pretty much relies on ball control.
You're only a junior, so you've got next year to look forward to, but obviously there will be big shoes to fill once Lance graduates. What do you see for the future of BSU football?
It's going to be tough to fill Brian's shoes, Lance's shoes. I mean, all of our seniors play key roles. I mean, we have a solid freshman class, but I mean, you can't really fill Brian or Lance's shoes or Corey Crosby or a lot of other players because they're just so good.
How hard is it, the mentality going into the last two games of the regular season, knowing that playoffs aren't going to happen? You guys just want to finish out with a good record, right?
Well, we have the potential of tying for the NSIC North, so we could win that. I mean, we're tied with Duluth and Northern right now, which they play each other the last game of the year, so we're pretty much battling for that right now.
What's the game plan as you guys head into this weekend against Moorhead?
We haven't really talked about it yet. It's kind of a tomorrow type thing, but I'm sure we'll just try to spread it out, and then when we get in certain situations, kind of trying to ram it down their throat and just win.
Brent, for you personally, what type of goals did you set coming into the season, and have you accomplished those yet?
Well, my main goal is pretty much just win as much as possible and make few mistakes, which I feel like I've accomplished, and I feel like the team's accomplished a lot of those goals too. I mean, a few of those games it was difficult to win. We had a lot of injuries and stuff. I mean, we were still in the game against Sioux Falls. We were down 5-0 at halftime, but I mean, I can't ask for more out of these guys.
What is your major, and what do you plan on doing after BSU?
I'm an environmental studies major, and I plan on being a fisheries biologist or something along the lines of a DNR officer.
You came from Illinois. How did you find out about Bemidji State?
We actually have property up in Orr, Minnesota. So we come from a big fishing and hunting background, and personally, I don't like the urban populations as much, such like in Illinois. I mean, I graduated with 1,000 kids, so you come here and listen to the kids, they say, oh, we graduated 56 people. It's like, I had classes bigger than that. So, I mean, it's just a real different environment coming from Illinois to here.
Thanks so much. Congrats again on the big win against St. Cloud State, and good luck this coming weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.